Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding the last line on Lamed Omid Beis. And the Gemara is discussing what we started off yesterday, that even though a person should have simcha in this world, Ibdus Hashem b'simcha, but at the same time, a person should be gilu bir'ada, which means that your simcha should be somewhat constrained or restrained. It shouldn't be total hollowness, total frivolous simcha. And therefore, says the Gemara, Marbri Ravina Ovad Hilul Lebrei, Marbri Ravina made a chasar for his son, Chazon al Rabbanim to have a kebab chituva. And he saw that the Talmidim were going a little bit beyond the normal boundaries of simcha. And therefore, he wanted to kind of cool and temper their simcha. Aisi Kasa de Mukra, he brought a very, very fancy, valuable kos, perhaps made out of crystal. Bas arba meyazuzi, it was 400 zus, its value. The number 400 typically in Shas is a guzma, so it was only 399. But lamais, it was very expensive. The tover kamayu, and he broke it in front of them. Batsiva, and all of a sudden people became saddened. And the Gemara told us a similar story. Ravashi, Ovid Hilulu Lebrei, Chazon of the Rabbanim to have a kabat chituva. Again, he saw that they had got a little bit too rowdy. Haisi kasa, the zugisa chibrisa, and therefore he brought a kos of white crystal, of white glass. The Tava Kamayu, and he brought it, broke it in front of them, Batsiva, and they all became saddened. All for the very same reason. And that is brought by the Shari Tshuva as the Makar for why we go and break a glass at the end of the chuppah. Not that everybody should go and scream out, "Hey, Mazel Tov!" But rather, it's number one, to restrain and constrain your simcha, and number two, Al Tzecher L'Chorban. So, that's why we go and break the glass. Zokti more vayt omer derabbanan derav hamnuna zuti mihilula demar berei dravina. The rabbanan said to Rav Hamnuni zuti. Apparently, Rav Hamnuni zuti was a chazan, was a singer, and they asked him if the chazan of mar berei dravina lishulon mar, please go and sing something. They probably assumed that he was going to sing Simon Tov Mazel Tov or Yosus Alayach Alekoyach, but instead he started singing Om Lahu Vai Lon Demisnan Oi Vai. We're all going to pass away eventually. Vai Lon Demisnan. He obviously was Mekayim this halacha of the Gilu Bir Oda, try to restrain the Simcha to the nth degree. Rabbi say, don't get frivolous, don't get crazy, we're all going to pass away eventually. So Amri Leisa, they said to him, Anan ma nani basrach. After all, in many, many songs you have a refrain that people join in, the chazan says one thing and then the people respond differently. So how should we respond to what you're saying? Amalahu, he said that you should go and respond, Hai Torah, v'hai mitzvah, the magno alon. Where are the Torah, where's the mitzvah that's going to protect us, chas v'sholem, from passing on? Meaning that when a person knows, since I already sang that we're all going to pass away eventually, so remember to make the passing as simple as possible, as easy as possible, go and make sure that you learn Torah and do mitzvahs, so that after 120, it'll be megan on you, number one, from Yisurim b'Olam Hazeh, and number two, from Oinshim li'Olam Haba. Maritz Chayis adds that although it sounds kind of a little bit out of place to start singing about Nisa at a chasana, he said that there is a connection, and the connection is because, after all, why are we so happy, or what's the inyan of people getting married? The whole mitzvah of getting married is to have perivirivia, to go and populate the world. If everybody would remain arichas yamim, nobody would die, then we wouldn't have to go and repopulate the world. The world of today would have 20 trillion people. It's only because never people pass away, then you have to have replacements, you have to have the next generation. So to remind people what the essence of a chasana is, he says it's because we're passing on, and the new generation will eventually take over. Although a person, of course, is allowed to smile, and a person is allowed to laugh, but it should not be uncontrolled laughter. Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, Oz yimali schoik pino ule shenein arina. Oz, then there'll be a miloi schoik pino. Our mouth will be full of schoik. Eimasai, when is that? Bizman shiyoyim rivagoyim. Higdra Hashem lasis emeila. Look what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has done, this wondrous miracle that he's done for his nation. And when is that? That's when we start shiramalois b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to return us all to tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. Bikor of Mamish, at that time the goyim are going to say, wow, look what a Kodesh Baruch Hu has done, Higdil Hashem Lasis Emela, and then Ozi Malis Chaypino, for the first time, will be able to smile and laugh, to the nth degree to go and show how happy we are with the Kibbutz Golias and the coming of Mashiach. Amru Olav al Rish Lakish, Shemiyomav le Mile Schoik Pid Boilam Azek, Michi Shoma mi Rav Yochanan Rabbe. As we know, Rish Lakish's Rebbe, and as well as his brother-in-law, was Rav Yochanan. So when Rav Yochanan said this halacha, Amru Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shim Ba'ichoy, Osa Liod Mishim Ali Schoik Pid Boilam Azek, when Rish Lakish heard that, he really took that to heart, and from that time on, he was very careful not to Mali Schoik Pid. Tana Rabban. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
You have to be
besimcha. For sure. Megilu barada. Megilu doesn't mean constantly crying. You have to be besimcha, but it has to be constrained and restrained. It shouldn't be frivolous. Tanarban, in Unlithbal, Limitech Din, Limitech Bar Aloha, and Limitech Halocha Psuka. Parsha Da Gemara is not talking about a regular person, it's talking about a Dayan, for instance. He's in the middle of an Entoira. He shouldn't go and daven Mincha right after he's been involved in an Entoira, or after he's been involved in Paskani and Dvar Halocha, because a Entoira or a Dvar Halocha, by definition, there could be differences of him. And whilst he's davening, instead of being Mechavin, in his fellow, he might start thinking about maybe Pshatazoy, maybe Reuven was right, maybe Shimon was right, Yanka was right, Beryl was right, maybe you have a Svarahim, a Svaraher. Rather, he should go and daven after he issued or he thought about a halacha psukah. What halacha psukah? Halacha psukah means the type of halacha, says Rashi, where there are no kushiyos, the tzirutzim, shetzorach lahar bahen. It's all very straightforward. No groyser shailas. You can't have any groyser pilpul.
No distraction.
Give me an example. So he gives us three separate examples. Omer Abay. Ki hod Reb Zeira. The Omer Reb Zeira. This we had the famous halacha at the very end of Masechtas Nida. The Penoy Yisrael. Echmir al Atzman. Shafil Roy Yistiv. Etam Kachardl. Yoyshev Es Aleha Shiva Nekim. So we learned this throughout the Masechtas Nida. Just for a quick 10-second review. That Min HaToyra, you have two separate periods. A period called the Nida period, followed by the Zava period. The Nida period is a 7-day. The Zava period is 11 days. What happens during the Nida period if she sees Nida as she normally does in a regular menstrual cycle, then for the next 7 days, regardless of how much blood she sees or how much blood she does not see, for the next 7 days, she is Tameya. At the end of the 7 days, as long as she has a Hefsek Tara, Baruch Hashem, the bleeding has stopped, goes to the mikveh. There's no din of Shiva Nekiyah. However, after that, the Yud Aleph Yom should be needle and either. Were she to go and see 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zava Gdoila. Zava Gdoila, she has to go and count 7 clean days, Shiva Nekiyah, and then she goes to the mikveh and she brings a carton. So Rav Zeira told us, because women can get confused between the 7 days and the 11 days. Remember we had that Gemara about the Toya, that according to Beis Shama you had to have 95 tefillahs, and according to Beis Hillel 35 tefillahs. Anyway, it can get quite confusing, as Mitchum will learn again another 7.5 years or so. So our Gemara told us at the end of the Masechta that Bnei Yisrael and Machmer, and they said, you know what, instead of getting into all of these shaylas, every single time we go and see blood, even tipas dam kachar, even a little drop, we're going to go and be Yeshevus Aleha Shiva Nekim. So there's no machloikas about it. That's very straightforward. That's halacha psukah. Halacha number two. Yes.
What is the innovation in this?
What's the innovation? That normally a woman, take for instance, a woman nowadays, every month she sees a normal menstrual cycle. So she sees blood. She sees blood for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and usually then it tapers off. By the end of 7 days, usually it's already finished. Min HaToyra, she would be able to go to the mikveh at the end of those 7 days. Today, no. Even though the blood has stopped, she's got to go and count 7 clean days where she doesn't see a drop of blood. She has to be boidik every morning and every evening, make sure everything is clean. 7 days, clean days are passed, then she goes to the mikveh. So that's a big chiddush. Min HaToyra, that's not required. It's only by a zava who sees blood out of her normal cycle. But now Yisrael will machmel atzman that every single time they always count Shiva Nekiyah. Says the Gemara Baita, Rava Omer ki hadar Rav Hoshi, the Omer Rav Hoshi, Marim odom al tvuasi machnisim amoy tshalo kedei shetei behem to yecheles uptura min ha-maiser. For a person to be chayv the tumas of maisers, there are two major requirements. Number one, you have to have a gemar melocha vis-a-vis the fruits or the vegetables or the tvua that have now been processed. It has to be finished processing. And number two, it has to be roya p'nei ha-bayis. So the case of the roya p'nei ha-bayis, that's familiar to all of us, because the Gemara brings it a number of places, that to be able to go and find a loophole not to have to give trumas and maisers, sometimes instead of being roi pnei abayis, they would go and bring it from the back door, from the chimney, from upstairs, from the back, so it wouldn't be roi pnei abayis. Our Gemara is not focusing on that. Our Gemara is focusing on that they didn't do a full gemar malacha, because when it comes to tvua, the full gemar malacha is miruach. Miruach means that you have removed all of the chaff, and you've put it on a nice heap, a nice pile, and you've smoothed it out, and now it's kind of ready for being ground, and then put made into flour, and then for baking. Here you're talking about that the person was machnes b'moit shelo. Moit shelo means that the chaff was still attached to the tvuah. That's certainly not fully processed, and therefore the chiv of truma and maaser doesn't hit yet. What's the reason why it doesn't hit yet? Explains Rashi, because the Torah says reish is digoncha tirosh miyitzarecha, and the word dogon means by definition liacha miruach, after the tvua has been processed, fully processed. This has not been fully processed. It still has the moist. You still have to remove it. So if a person goes and does that, he brings the tvua of the moit shelo, it's roi pnei abayis, he brings it into his home, min ha'atayra, is parted from trumas and maestras. Midrabbanan, the Rabbanan said, we don't like people to go and do things like that, because they're going to deny the Kehanim and Leviim from their rightful trumas and maestras, and therefore they said, Midrabbanan, you're still chai b'truma and maestras, but only if you eat mederach keva, meaning you're eating a suda, chilas keva. However, if you want to just go and chew occasionally, take a little nash and put into your mouth, achilas aroi, you're still potter from trumas and maestras. And if you give it to your behema, says Rashi, behema by definition is considered to be an achilas aroi, it's achilas behema, and therefore it's potter from trumas and maestras. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi is machnis of abayis, about 8-10 lines from the top of the Yomid. Machnis of abayis from moit shelo, koidim she is roisa, before they winnow it to go and remove the chaff. Sheim is chayv b'mayis v'na toira ele marias b'nei abayis, umishe nimrach b'kri. That means miruach, that has been smoothed out on a nice heap, on a nice pile. Avlefnei miruach, ein riyas b'nei abayis koivosoi. If it's before miruach, even though it's been roi b'nei abayis, it's still not mechuyiv and trumas and maisis. Tegabi trumu, maisir, ksiv, dogon, reishis tegoncha. Dogon, by definition, v'hu ha-miruach, that means it's fully processed. Lefichach, kishe machnisa l'abayis, koyde miruach, lehuk b'le maisi minateira, your potter in gantin. Rabbanan hu di osru achilas chva, medover shloi nigma malachta. Since it's not fully processed, you still need the miruach, you have to remove the moitz. So therefore, the Rabbanan said that if you want to eat achilas chva from this tvua, then you are going to be chai b'trumas ha-maisus. Avachidus ha-roi li osru. However, if you want to eat occasionally, take a snack, that the chum did not asu. If you're going to use tvua for machal behema, that's considered to be an aroi. That's not a normal usage for tvua, and therefore that's aroi. The number six is peyam machal lebehema chay v'oif ad sheyimrach, even before the meruach hilkach behemtoi oicheles uptura. The behema can go and eat, and your potter to some ices. I will eat you. Also be achilas kva, he would be awesome. Anyway, this is also a davar pashut. There are no kashis and no terutzim, and therefore this is a halacha. And we go on to halacha number 3, V'yiboy Yisemiki hod Rav Huna, Yom Rav Huna Omer Rav Zeira, Hamakiz Dam Bebhemes Kodeshim, Osir Behanoa Umayalin Boy. What happens if you take a behem of Kodeshim, you see that it's under great blood pressure duress, and they didn't have blood pressure pills in those days, so you go and take it to a makizdam. Makizdam means an uman, a person who is a professional blood letter, and he would let some blood. If you remember, we were learning kachim, we had a gun to shayla whether even allowed to go and take behemis kachim to a blood letter, because the chari is making a mum. Anyway, so we had discussions about that back in Kachim, but for our purposes, if a person was makizdam and now he has a collection of blood in a container, what do you do with that blood? You're not allowed to have any hanoah from that blood. And if you do have hanoah, umi'alim boy, there's a din of me'ila, meaning you have to go and bring your korban asham me'ilois. Now, what's so mechudish, what's so special about this halacha? So Rashi points out, because we learned in Masechet Schulin and Masechet Yuma, that if a person goes and shechs a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and he takes some of the blood and he uses it for his own private purposes, in other words, he has hanoah from the blood, there is no din of bringing a korban asham me'ilois. And the reason for that is because the Gemara darshins, it says by the dam, v'ani nesativ lechem ala mizbeach lechaper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you the dam to put on the mizbeach for kapara. but not lemeila. But that's only talking about the dam from the shechita of the kodshim. Here we're talking about dam from the hakozas adam. Oh, that's a different story. That we don't have the benefit of that pasuk. And therefore, there in fact is a din of meila by the hakozas dam. So, if and when you get a container of blood from behemoth kodshim that was as a result of blood letting, don't have anah, because otherwise you'd have to bring a karmila. Anyway, bottom line is all these three halachas are considered to be halacha psuka, and therefore that's something that you can have in mind.
These are the absolutes. And many more, these are just examples.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sure there are other cases, but these are the three that the Gemara gives. Anyway, so the Gemara says now, Avdi Rabbanan Avdi Kimasnisen Rav Ashi Oved Kibraisen. Rabbanan Avdi Kimasnisen means we started off the Mishnah yesterday. Ein oimdim lispal el miktoich koivid rosh. So the Rabbanan were careful to go and fearzach that they would go, and when they would start Shmon Esrei, they made sure they would be koivid rosh. They did it with the
half an hour, right?
Now that's a chassidim rishonim. Chassidim rishonim, they waited an hour before. But just even for the people, not the chassidim rishonim, even for the misnagdim, what they would do is they would make sure they had kovid rosh. What says kovid rosh? The Rashi said means bahachno. Reb Shol, if you want, you can join us here. Okay, if you're happy, good. Bahachno means that with a certain degree of humility and modesty and subjugating your will to the Rabbeinu Shlom, realizing that you're now having a very, very important call with the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, that frame of mind. So the Rabbanan, Avdi Kimasisen, they were very careful before they started Shmon Esrei. They had that frame of mind because of Rosh. Rav Ashi Ovid Kibraisa, Kibraisa meaning that he made sure before he started Shmon Esrei to think about a halacha psuka like the three that we just had, so that in Shmon Esrei he wouldn't be misled to start thinking about, but what would Abaye say? What would Rava say? And what would I find in the Chuvas? And maybe there's a Kasha, maybe there's a Teretz. So he made sure to go and think about halachas psukas before Shmon Esrei, that everything was so crystal clear, he wouldn't be distracted by those shaitas. Tana Rabban, ein oim lispal, a person should not daven loy mitoch atzvus, he shouldn't be overly sad, loy mitoch atzlus, he shouldn't be lazy, loy mitoch schoik, and not from jokes and from laughing, loy mitoch sicha, Rashi says sicha is also leitzonus, that people go and talk about all types of narishkeiten, loy mitoch kalas roish, a person shouldn't daven when he has a frivolous mind, but rather Bekoivid Roish, Veloimitoich Dvar Metalem, also talking nonsense, Elamitoich Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Now, what's my Simcha Shal Mitzvah? Simcha Shal Mitzvah, as we'll see shortly, doesn't mean that a person should start dancing around, but rather explains Rashi like we daven. Meaning that when we daven, for instance, both in the morning and in the evening, we're masmech geula letfila. So if you think about the geula that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wrought for us back in Mitzrayim, that brings you a simcha. Baruch Hashem, we became free. Otherwise, we might still be in bondage. We would be mishibodim hayula to leparay, back like it was many, many years ago. So therefore, when you start davening, if you remember that, oh, the geulas Mitzrayim, simcha shel mitzvah, that would be the appropriate way to start off your Shmon Esrei. Or, what do you do mincha time? Why do we in fact say Ashrei before Shmon Esrei? Yes, of course, the Gemara says it's important to go and say Ashrei three times a day. He's a ben olam haba. But why dafka right before Shmon Esrei? Because right before Shmon Esrei, we also go and say certain psukim which are very misamech. Which psukim are those? For instance, Ritzon Yorei of Yasa. If a person is a Yorei, a person is a fearful Jew, he has an Erlich Eid, Kodesh Baruch Hu does his Ritzon Yorei of Yasa. And then it says, Shoimer Hashem is Kol Yehavav, Kodesh Baruch Hu protects all of those that love him. So those types of psukim bring a tremendous simcha. That would be the proper introduction before you start Shmon Esrei. Let's look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. El mitoich simcha, the Aleph of the Bach adds shal mitzvah, kigoin. Divri tanchumim shal Torah, kigoin, smoich l'geulas Mitzrayim, that we're masmech geulah l'tfilah. Oy, somuch, that we go and daven Shmon Esrei, somuch to Tehil l'dovid. Tehil l'dovid means Ashrei. Shehu shal shevach v'tanchumim, these are words of praise and consolation. Kigoin ritzon yirav yase. Shoyim Hashem is koi havav. Ukigoin mikrois hasiduris v'tzilis arvis. Kivayitoish Hashem is amoy. Ukiyoitim en. Always thought of Shmon Esrei having just now ended psukim that give a certain degree of simcha to the person. The person's spirits are uplifted and they're happy, and then he can go and daven properly.
How come you're thrilled? Yeah. I don't say this fucking, I mentioned here, The whole Yerushalayim, mm-hmm. don't say it's Israel. Mm-hmm. At the point of this, start all over.
If you remember, we had a couple of choices in earlier on our Masechta. Why do we say this Bechlal? Because Gemara said, since you're posting Masam Gula Tvila, if you're doing Hashkiveinu, then we are interrupting or interfering with the Gula Tvila. We're into Gula Rechtas. So Toysa said, what about the fact that we said this long Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amin V'Amin? Toysa said that has to do with the fact that people are davening out in the field, and if you're going to daven quickly, the other people are going to daven slowly, they're going to be in danger. So therefore we specially add on that additional Baruch Hashem Olam Amin. And the reason Dafka Baruch Hashem Olam Amin is because, thank you, is because it has 18 brachas, because it has 18 psukim in it. So that's the second choice here, Shkoyach Mendi, on Daf Dalan on the base. Ha'onu sh'oimim yiru einenu psukim acherim achar hashkiveinu nira hoyu v'tchimu l'erabonun havu luki gula richta. Why did they do it? Because shebetoich kach yispal chaveri gamu v'la yevach miris ha'knesis at sh'igma kol echot filosai, etc. And then the 18. Anyway, the point is, this was a concern that was adopted in Chutz Lord. Apparently in Eretz Yisrael they didn't feel that this was necessary, or maybe when they made the takana, people didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. So afterwards, when Eretz Yisrael was reestablished, the new Yishuv, they didn't go and dominate. Yeah, but the Tosis brings a little bit later on also. It's over here and a few other places. Anyway, there also people should wait for others to finish davening. But anyway, so those psukim we say back in Chutz Lord, and Eretz Yisrael, they go straight from Gol Yisrael. I was Matashkevein. Ashkevein is also part of Gol Yisrael. It's a Kul Arichta. That's all Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Continuing the Gemara, not only when you are about to daven Shemoneh Esrei, v'chein leyifter odem yichaveiroi. When a person is saying goodbye to his chaver, they're saying farewell. Loim mitoich simcha, loim mitoich sicha, loim mitoich schoik, loim mitoich kalas roish, loim mitoich dvarim betelem, el mitoich. Now here it says dvar halacha, but that's not really the same. We said v'chein. That's why the aleph of the Vilna Gaon takes out dvar halacha and he puts in again simcha shel mitzvah. You have that right in our Gemara. It's parallel to our Gemara Hagoyes Hagra. Roshim kav al teves dvar halacha. Just like we had in the Gemara before. Shekim Batzina ben Neviim Rishoinim. Shesayim b'divrei shevach v'tanchumen. The Neviim Rishoinim explains. Toisus is not referring to what we call Neviim Rishoinim, like Yeshua, Shoiftim, Malachim, and Shmuel, Shmuelav, Shmueleis. But that rather it's referring to the Trei Asar. That by the Trei Asar we find that even though many of them are jam packed with Musar and Teichacha against Klal Yisrael, because unfortunately we sinned, but they very often end off, particularly like in Amos, it ends off on a very nice tone, that Amir Hashem, when you do tshuva, everything is going to be wonderful and great and tremendous. So that's what he means, that we are Messiahim, the Divrei Shevach, the Tanchumen, on a positive note. Chaitana Mari Bar Brei, Terav Hunam, Brei, Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Aliyif Ta'od Michaveilu, Metoich Dvar Halacha. When a person goes and says goodbye to someone, he should go and say Dvar Halacha, Shemitoich Kach Seichreyu, as a result, he will remember. I remember when I was a little kid, and I was not familiar with the Gemara at that time. I remember I was traveling to Eretz Yisrael or whatever, so someone said to me, in the Gemara it says, Aliyif Ta'od Michaveilu, El Mitoich Dvar Halacha, and that's the Dvar Halacha that I'm telling you now. This Gemara, that when you go and say goodbye, that you're supposed to go and remember. And I remembered that for quite a while. In fact, it's already a couple of years later, and I don't remember who told it to me, but I do remember that he told me this.
It's like when three people are benching, they repeat the mission. And if they don't, if three people sit together and don't say Divrei Torah, it's like offerings of Chaim Mesim. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
So they repeat it. Yeah. Very good. Shemitoich kach zechreyu. Poshim pshat means zechreyu. You remember the chaver, but other mafarshim say Shemitoich. You're going to remember the Dvar Halacha, because since you parted with him, and now the only thing you have in your mind, what was his parting words about this Dvar Halacha? You'll remember this Dvar Halacha for a while, because of the fact that this is the last thing that he put into your mind before you were traveling. Anyway, Kihod Rav Kahana Elveye L'Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Rav Kahana was Mulava. Mulava means he escorted him, like from Lashon Lavoya, Mipum Nahara ad Beit Sinisa de Bavel, from the place Pum Nahara to the place Beit Sinisa de Bavel, Himotel Hosam, when he got to Beit Sinisa de Bavel, Omalei, Mar Vadai, Omalei Mar, Vadai de Amri Inchi, don't you know what people say? Hani Tanisi de Bavel, is no me Odom Arishan Yar Hashta, that these Tanisi de Bavel have been here from Odom Arishan's times until now. what exactly are tzanisas? Says Rashi, dekolim. Dekolim are palm trees. So this is probably similar to the sequoia trees that you have in California that look like they're there from, according to the Goyim, 10 million years, and according to us, maximum approximately 5,800 years, 5,700 years. Okay, probably none of them are that old, but lemaisa, they're old, old trees. So they're saying these old trees in Bavel, oh, they're from Adam Rishon's times, Adahashta, until today. Omlesi told him at Karta Milza, you reminded me about what we learned, Rabbi Yosef Chanin, the Yom Rabbi Yosef Chanin, the Maite, it says in the Pasik, Ba'aret Hashem le'ovar ba'ish le'yoshev Adam Shah. He says, we're talking about a land that nobody ever traveled through that land, and no one ever settled in that land. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, if nobody ever traveled through that land, in other words, it's been uninhabited, and it's been no man's land since the beginning of time, so how was it settled? To be settled, somebody had to travel and decide, I'm going to go and establish roots. The fact that nobody settled, nobody passed through, then of course nobody can settle over there, or nobody has settled. Ella, Pshat Leposik is different. When it says LeYoshev Odom Sham, doesn't mean people settling. The Odom that we're referring to is Odom Harishon. Eloi Melach Kol Eretz Shegozer Leah Odom Harishon LeYishuv Nisiyashva. Odom Harishon had some sort of master plan in which he wrote down in his master plan where everybody would be able to go and live and reside for many, many generations later on. But those places where Adam Rishon did not decree that they are going to be settled, in fact, were not settled. And there are so many places throughout the world that nobody lives, they have not been settled. So therefore, the Yashav Adam Sham means that nobody, excuse me, that Adam Rishon did not declare that place to be a place of future settlement. Ramordcha was Mulava Rapsim Barashi, Mehgronyev from Hegronyev ad Bekipi until Bekipi, the Amri Lo ad Beidura until Beidura. So now we have a couple of questions over here. First question is, the Gemara says you're supposed to go and say Advar Halocha Shimitoch Kach Sechreyu. I don't see any Dvar Halacha over here. We're talking about these old, old trees. They came from Adam Rishon's times. And then the other person says, nah, it may not have been Adam Rishon. Really, the Pshat in Yenna Pasik is, has to do with the fact that whatever Adam Rishon decreed, that became settled, and that became settled. So what's the Halacha over here? That's Mitoch Dvar Halacha, Shemitoch Kach Sechrei. So the Maritz Chayis takes the easy way out, and he says that we call Gemara, even though it involves tons of agadata. For those of you that have been learning from the beginning of Brachas until now, I'm sure you've discovered that we've gone through a couple of agadata Gemaras until now. It hasn't been straight halacha all through. So therefore he says that even though the Gemara uses Metoch Dvar Halacha, that includes agadata, right. And since this is included in the Gemara, by definition it's agadata, that we're talking about Odom and Pshat Leposik, so even though it's not Dvar Halacha, it's Dvar Agadah, it's all good. As they zog, the Maritz Chayis. However, Rav Yankov Emden says that there would be a nafkamin of halacha, and he quotes the Mishnah in Masechtes Sukkah, which is the beginning of Lulav HaGozel Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, where the Mishnah speaks about what about if you have lulavim that come from Tzinei Har Barzel. Says the Mishnah that they are kosher. What's the shaila of the Tzinei Har Barzel? Well, they should be kosher, not kosher. Sigmar talks about the fact that the leaves over there didn't grow fully till the end. They were small leaves. Okay, anyway, Ayin Shah. So says the Rabbi Yankov, then perhaps the Tzinisa de Bavel were similar lulavim, and the concern over here was that maybe these lulavim are not kosher. Why aren't they kosher? Because they're old, old lulavim. He doesn't use the expression lulav ayavesh, but they're old lulavim, and since old lulavim, maybe they are hard as a rock, and when you cut them and you want to go and shuckle them, you'll find that it remains taut, that the leaves don't even open up, they don't separate, that it's really hard, hard leaves. So Sokadai Techamina, maybe that these are not kosher, these Tzinisa de Bava, which are similar to the Tzinisa Tzini Har Barzel in the Sechta Sukkah. So he told them, no, this about Odom has nothing to do with that they are growing here since Adam Rishon. That Adam Rishon reference in the Pasuk is talking about Adam Rishon decreed which places would be settled and not settled, but these trees are not from 6,000 years ago. There's nothing to worry about. They are kosher. Anyway, so therefore he says that would be a nafkemin al halacha. The Chasam Sofer in Chivas Yoredeya Simon Reish Lamed Hey also says a nafkemina, and he points to a Toisis and Avodah Zarah. But the Toisis and Avodah Zarah is talking about over there about Asherah trees. Asherah trees, as you know, are Osir al Tzavodah Zarah. Right, we've got a problem. It says in the Gemara that you cannot have any avodah zarah b'mechubar. The gods which are served on top of the mountains, those are the Baal, for instance, but the mountains themselves cannot become gods. Why? Because Mechubar can't be Avodah Zarah. But Asher Tachira Avodah Zarah. So there's a discussion in the Gemara about trees. When they were planted, did you have in mind about these trees that they were, you're planting them L'shem Avodah Zarah? Did you not have in mind L'shem Avodah Zarah? So the Tosis over there speaks about, what about trees that came from Odom Arishon's times that nobody planted, or Kodesh Baruch Hu planted them in the world? Can they become Asherah trees? So this is the Chassam Sofer Ayin Shom, look at that Tosis, and that would be the Nafkmin in our Gemara Lihalacha. Anyway, that's the Dvar Halacha that they spoke about. This last tikkul is L'choyra Pele. Just tells us that Mordecha was Mulav Rav Simon Bar Ashi. Okay, that's very nice of him. From Hegronya to Beit Kipi. Very good. Or some say to Beit Dura. So what does that teach us? Shteitach Nishgornish in the Gemara. It just simply says that they went from one place to the other. He was Mulavim. So what's the Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush over here that he was Mulavim? Says the Gemara, it's a dual fight.
Is it
not? It's out of nothing. Anyway,
keep on going.
Yeah, Ichshai. Anyway, to Beit Kipi or until Beit Dura. So the Meiri says that the pshat in this Gemara is to go and tell you that it's not that you have to go and, for instance, you see there are a whole bunch of people there in the airport all going to Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to go over to every single one of them and say, Yankel, I want to tell you Dvar Halacha, so you should remember it. Beryl, I want to tell you Dvar Halacha. Shmer, I want to tell you Dvar Halacha. If you happen to be speaking to someone, then make sure that your parting words should not be about Sikh and Dvar and Batalim, but rather you should go and talk about Dvar Halacha. However, if both of you are, for instance, have a Tanis Dibur and you're not speaking, so you just be Malav and you walk together and you don't have to Dafka go and say a Dvar Halacha. It's only if that's the to negate other chattering at the last moment. Don't talk about other things. If you are talking about other things, then go and change it to go and say a Dvar
by the senior.
Anyway, Mefor Dvayt. Tana Rabban. Hamispal Tzuri Shechavin Es Libu L'Shemoyin. When a person goes to daven, he has to make sure he's mechavin his leiv to Shemayim mit ha-koy v'droish, mit ha-fervor, mit ha-kavonet. Abashol lo'im esim al-adobe, have a raif from the posik. Tochen libam, takshiv oznecha. If you're going to be making your leiv, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will listen to your tefillahs, to what you have to say. Tanya Amr Yudav Kachli Min Hogeshon Rekiva. Kishoy Mispal Im Ha-Tzibur, when he would daven together with the Tzibur, when he would go and daven for an omid, he would make sure not to daven langish menesres, but to keep it short, to keep the call, shouldn't have to wait. If he would daven for himself, you could come in the morning and find him starting off in one corner, and then come back a couple hours later and you'd find him still davening in the other corner. How did he move during the... That, it must have been a very moving tefillah. But the question is, how did he move from corner to corner? Since you bowed down in Shemon Esrei at least four times, so each time he did apparently a pishut yadayim v'raglayim, not like our just kind of symbolic bowing, but a full bowing. And every time you bow down to the ground, by definition, the feet tend to move a little bit. So he kept on moving up a little bit more, and he got all the way to the other corner. So a person should go and daven in a home, in a house, in a room that has windows. It's a pasuk in Daniel. Chavein means windows were open there in that room. Maybe a person should go daven a gansetog from a furish ayidei Daniel the zimnin tlasa. There's three times a day when you're supposed to daven. Another shachris, mincha, and mar. Yochel mishabal legoyla huchla. I might have thought that Daniel only started davening when Yid and Nebuch were taken into Golus. In other words, after the time of the initial Golus in by the various enemies against Klai Yisrael, but that's when he started davening. No. Dihu ovan min kadmes dana. That Daniel was already davening prior to that time. This is nothing new that he's being mispalled for Klai Yisrael, for himself, but rather this is already years ago. I would think a person should go and daven in any direction. So we learned about this yesterday. Negin Yerushalayim, you have to go and daven towards Yerushalayim. The reason why the Gemara is saying all these shiklachas, this is all one pasuk. If you want to look at Ois Dalet over here on the left hand margin, Torah Shalem, Daniel kedi kedi yida di reshim ksova al lebeisay v'chavim psicholay. Those were the windows that were open. V'lisay neged Yerushalayim v'davin toward Yerushalayim v'zimnen t'losa b'yoyma 3 times a day hubarich al brekoi u'metzali u'moide kodem at lekot, etc., etc. And this was all min kodmes to know. He was already davening for many, many years ago. This is nothing new. So really what the Gemara is doing is it's slicing the pasuk up into different segments and is explaining each one of the segments. I would think that a person could, if he wanted to, go and daven all shachris, mincha, and marav all at one time. That would save a person a lot of time. He doesn't have to come back to shul for mincha, for marav, to put it all together at once. David HaMelech already said that a person has to daven 3 separate times during the day. The pasuk continues on, a person has to go and speak out his heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu 3 times a day.
Why do we have a shayla if Marv is Rishus? The solution here is as sourced in the Tanakh, and Marv is a Choyva.
It could be that David HaMelech took it upon himself, and rather than this is talking about Klal Yisrael generally.
Okay.
I would think that a person should go and daven out loud. That when she was mispalt to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that she should have a child. She was unfortunately barren. She didn't have a child, and Penina needled her. And as Brother Shai would say, but she did that l'shem Shemayim. But Lamai said she was mispalt to Hashem because Shemayim, you could not hear audibly what she was saying. I would think that a person could go and daven in reverse of our tefillis, meaning start off Shmanesri at das and finish off at the end with the first 3 brachos or the Baruch Ato Hashem that we say. No, first you have the rina and then tefillah. Rina zu tefillah. That means the tefillah that we're mishabeach Kodesh Baruch Hu with the first 3 brachos of the Morgan Avram, Mechayim Meisim at Kodesh. Those are the Rina, Tefillah Zubakosh, and then after that comes the Tefillah, that's the Tachoinen that we continue on after that. Ein oime davaro edvar bakosha, achar emes v'yatziv, avul achar tefillah, afillah kaseh davir shayyam kipurim oime. As we know, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we add the Elokai Netzor. Back on Daf Yedzayin, we had a whole bunch of Hatanoim Amiroim that added various tefillahs of Tachnunim after the set davening after Bavarach HaSam Yisrael Bashaloim. So, says our Gemara, don't insert any of those after Emes V'yatzev. Before Shemoneh Esrei, those extra tachnunim should be after Shemoneh Esrei. Because if you can have it before Shemoneh Esrei, you'll have a problem of being masmech ul'tefillah. So don't insert it after Emes V'yatzev, but after tefillah. You can go and say as much tachnunim as you want. Kaseh Davidah Shalem Kippurim. As you know, on Yom Kippur, after Baruch HaSam Yisrael Bashalem, then we start on all the Hashamnus, and then the Al-Chetz, and the Al-Chatuim. That can go and take quite a long time. So you can do that every day of the year if you want to, but don't do it before the davening. Before the Shemoneh Esrei, it should be at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, or after Shemoneh Esrei.
Why would you think that's the makom of the tefillah?
Why would I think you should do it before Shemoneh Esrei? Because since the Gemara just said now you should say tachnunim before, like the Baruch Ato Hashem, the first 3 brachas, and then we should get to Arba Koshes. So I might think add to that, just like we're adding to the end of Shemoneh Esrei, add the last 3 brachas, right? Shemoneh Esrei has a structure: 3 brachas before, 3 brachas at the end, and the insertions in the middle. Throughout the week, it's 12-13 brachas Shemoneh Esrei, or with Ramashinim is 13 brachas. On Shabbos, you add 1 bracha Mekadesh Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah you add Malchus according to Shofaros, 3 brachas, etc., etc. So the Gemara is telling us is, but after Shemoneh Esrei, you can go and add pages and pages, whatever you'd like to say. But only afterwards, but not before. Attach it to the last 3 brachas, but not before the first 3 brachas. Zogting Gemara weiter. Itmanami Omer Pchi Barashi Omer Rav Avvisha Omer Shoyl Odom Tzrocha B'Shemeh Tzvillah. A person, if he has any particular requests, he can go and insert them in Shemeh Tzvillah and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for his tzorchus and his needs. In Bod Loi Ma'achat Tzvillah Soi. If a person wants to add it post the Tzvillah after Hamavarach HaSam Yisrael Basholim, so the Kodesh Shemeh Kippurim, and he can go and say pages and pages, whatever he wants, to go and pour out his heart to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amr Rav Amnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gavravasa, Ika Lemishma Mihani Kroy Dechana. So from here until the end of the Amid Beis, we're going to focus on at great length the Tfilis of Chana. Remember again, Chana was married to Elkanah. Chana was barren; she did not have any children for a number of years. Elkanah was married to 2 wives, to Chana and to Penina. Penina would go and Zimtai would needle Chana from time to time that she doesn't have any children, and she, Penina, did have children, which is apparently a sign that she, Penina, was righteous and Chana was not righteous. Chana, because of that, cried and cried and cried, and Chazal tell us the reason why Penina did that is not just to infuriate or to irritate Chana, but she wanted her to go and cry so much and pour out her heart to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Kodesh Baruch Hu should give her a child, and eventually she was successful and she had Baruch Hashem a child. When did this happen? It was on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we spent sending Mar yesterday, that there were three women that were Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah, and Chana was the third of the three. Who were the other three?
Sarah,
Rachel, and Chana. Very good. So, and that's the reason why we say against the Torah from Chana and against the Liman. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So we're going to learn a whole bunch of halachas from Chana. Oh, so now the first thing is that there was a bit of a dialogue between Chana and Eli, because Chana was davening very, very quietly. You couldn't hear a word that she was saying, but you could see that her lips were moving. So Eli thought that she was a shikr, and that's why she wasn't able to open her mouth, and therefore she was just mumbling the words. Apparently, at that time, in Eli's time, when people davened, they davened out loud, and Chana was apparently the first one that started when she davened quietly. Great halachas, we can learn from Chana. What does it say in the pasuk? We have now pasuk vav. If you want to see the pasuk in its entirety, it says v'chana he medaberes al liba, raks vaseh anoiz v'koyla lo yishameya v'yachshvei eli lishi koyra. Zoktimar v'chana he medaberes al liba mikanshu v'spal limispal tzarech shechav al liba. She was medaberes al liba. She was mechav and leif. Raks vaseh anoiz mikan v'spal sheyachtav v'svasa. That a person should go and move his or her lips when they're davening. Don't make it audible, but don't just think about the davening. You actually have to say the words. You say it by going and moving your lips. So I said, noise. The lips were moving. Eli thought she was a shikr. Who cares that he thought that she was a shikr? He meant with that to say, you shouldn't be davening if you're shikr. But she wasn't shikr. And Eli said to her, how long are you going to be shikr and that you're going to continue davening in this form? And the pasuk continues on, hasiri es yenech me'aloyach, stop drinking, you're drinking too much wine, that's why you're shikr. Omer Blazer, why did Eli tell her that? Mikan de roi b'chaveri dovar she'enei hagun, sorech lo hechichai. If you find that your chaver is doing something which is improper, you should go and show him the correct way. And that's the reason why he had to go and tell her, what you're doing is incorrect. Make sure you don't keep on drinking and drinking and be a shikr. Matan chana batoymar, loy adoyni, you are wrong. Look at ois aleph. Matan chana batoymar, loy adoyni, ishek shas ruach anoichi, v'yayin v'sheikh aloy shasisi, v'esh v'ichas nafshe lefnei Hashem. What you think is the actions of a person of a who's a shikr, quite to the contrary, I know exactly what's going on. Kshas ruach anoichi, I'm strong-willed, and I'm now pouring out my heart to a Kodesh Baruch. So why did she use the expression loy adoni? Amr ulmi seimer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Amr lei loy odin ata b'davrezeh. In this, you're not a master in this issue, in this question. Loy ruach hakodesh shayr alechad. You don't have ruach hakodesh either. Shat choishdani b'davrezeh. You're choishing me. You just missed the mark. I am not shikr. Everything is Baruch Hashem fine. Ikriyami, there's another version. Hachi Amr lei, she said to him, loy odin ata lav ikash shchina v'ruach hakodesh kabach. You're not an odoy, you're not a master. You think you're a great person, Eli, but you're not, because you messed up over here. You should know my reputation. I'm a kshas ruach. I didn't drink anything. Omer Blazer says, Nikan, from this we learn now the reverse. Before we learned that a person who's choshed somebody, you should go and tell him off. Should go and tell the person that's telling him off, or anybody else that is choshed him, because what I'm doing is proper and not what you think that it's improper. Tap Rashi says, he or she has to clean himself and cleanse his or her slate to let people know, you think about me, it's not true, none of that is
so.
Yes, Rabbi Newman.
So at the end he gives her a bracha that she's going to have a child. So did she at least have an adon? How does he have the court?
But it's interesting that you raise this and this whole discussion over here. We had in Gemara earlier that the Kresi or Plesi had also the name of Urim V'tumim. Now, what means Urim V'tumim? Urim means that the stones lit up. As you know, the Urim V'tumim was something that Kohen Gadol wore on his in the Choshev Mishpat, and you had the stones, the 12 stones, and each stone had on it the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, etc., etc. And Levi, Vaisalish, maybe it was Ephraim and Ash, I'm not sure. Anyway, regardless. But the point is it had the names of the Shvatim, and when you asked a question to the Kohen Gadol, you ask a question to the Urim V'tumim, then certain of the letters would light up on the Urim V'tumim. Now, Urim means that the Me'irim is Devrei. The word Tumim means Metamim is Devrei. The word means Metamim is Devrei. So Ramban and Chumash says that it's not enough that the letters light up because they're not lit up in the formation of words, but rather you have from Reuven and Aleph over here, and from Shimon you have a Nun over there, and from this letter, from that one. So you, now you have a whole collection of letters. Now you have to have a Kohen God with Ruach HaKodesh who knows how to put the letters together in which sequence to be able to come up with an answer. So says the Vilna Gaon, Rashi in Shmuel says that Loi and she says to him, Ksheira ani, I'm a Ksheira. Why does she go and say Ksheira? Because Eli was wondering what's going on with this woman, and he asked the Urim V'tumim, and four letters came up. A Chof, a Shin, a Resh, and a He. He put them together as Shin, Chof, Resh, He, as Shikaira, she's a Shikar. She said, Loi, you don't have the Ruach HaKodesh because you put the letters in the wrong formation. Instead of Shin, Chof, Resh, He, it's Chof, Shin, Resh, He, I'm a Ksheira, I am not a Shikaira. Anyway, so that's Azizotigoyim. Anyway, some, by the way, I understand that Rashi, not Ksheira, but Kisara. And being misspelled just like Sarah was barren, and she asked. So now you have to know the Nakudis, whether it's Ksheira Kisara, you have to go and buy a new article edition that has Nakudis in the Rashi. Anyway, regardless, that's what she's saying. You're not an Odin, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you messed up in adding up the letters. So she's again telling off Eli, don't look upon me as being a Basplial. Pasuk Basplial means a no good Nick, but Amr Blazim, you look upon me as Glial, as if I'm doing avodah zarah. Let's talk about the ir hanidachas. These are bad guys, bnei blial. They're doing avodah zarah. It's a person who is davening when he or she is a shikr. It's as if they're oivin avodah zarah because they're not being mechaved the rabbi shalom. They're shikr. They don't know what they're saying. They don't know what they're doing. When a person is choshed somebody else and then afterwards realizes his mistake, I messed up badly, then you have to go mimafize that person. You have to try to appease that person. The word pious and appease are very, very similar etymologically, so perhaps they come from the same shoresh. You have to go and leave a brucha. That's what you're referring to earlier, Rabbi Newman, that he Eli now blessed her and said, Kodesh Baruch Hu should go mimamala your request that you should have taka chat. And eventually, Shem Baruch Hashem, she had a child, and that was Shmuel. Mati dener batomar, Hashem tzvokais. Reb Luza, you're going to have a lot of members here of Reb Luza, all explaining the various psukim by Chana. Reb Luza, Yom Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu, Salom Eli, Hoyo Odom, Shekroi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tzvokais, at Shabbosa Chana, Kurosi tzvokais. He had nobody that called the Kodesh Baruch Hu with the name tzvokais until Chana. This Tzivit Tzivoy is not the name of Hashem, but rather all your garrisons, all your troops, all the people that you have created, the total population of the world, but the other 3 billion people in China that Nebuchadnezzar are all now quarantined, all of them. Couldn't you give me at least one child, Rabbi Shalom? One child, give me. She also sued Lavod, and he make a gross suda for his servant. But on the achad, Nebuch, one poor guy comes. V'yamar al Pesach, he's standing at the Pesach. Omalahem, and he says, Tanuli prozachas, v'negam tesuda. Just give me one piece of bread. V'leishkicho olav, and nobody even looked at him. Dochak v'nichnas etzel melech. This poor person was somehow able to get past security, and he got all the way up to the king. Can't you give me at least a morsel, one piece of bread? I'm not asking for the steak and for the duck. I'm just asking one piece of bread. So that's what Chana was saying. Makais. I'm just asking for one kid among this population of millions and billions in the world. Pasuk continues on, Imro Oitira. Now, what's the continuation of the Pasuk? This is Pasuk Hey, Matidra Neda Vatoima, Matidra Neda Vatoima Hashem Tzvokois, that's Hashem Tzvokois, which we just said, Imro Oitira, if you're going to see Bo'ani Amasecha, Nebuch, the impoverished state of your Amma, of your maidservant, Uzchartani, and you're going to remember, Vlisishka Chas Amasecha, you're not going to forget me, Menesatel Amoscha Zera Anoshim, you're going to go and give me Kindalach, Unesatel Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayiv, I'll make sure that he's going to be Kodesh Lashem his entire life. So now we have in this pasuk imroi sira. What is that double lashon ri'ia? Amr blazer. Back to the Gemara, fourth wide line. Amr chanal v'kadosh baruch hu b'yishlam imroa mutiv. If you saw my poor state and you are willing to listen to me and give me a child, mutiv baruch Hashem gibalik. However, if you're not willing, then tira. You know what I'm going to do, Rabbeinu Shlalom, and in a sense, Chana was daring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she said, Eilech, I'm going to go, Be'estater, I'm going to hide myself, Befnei Elkanah Bali, even though I'm married to Elkanah, I'm going to go behind closed doors with a young man. Of course, we're not going to do anything wrong, but I'm going to do that. Why? Because since we're going to go and hide, what's going to happen? Then my husband will have no choice, he's going to have to take me up to the base of English. Mashkali may say to, they're going to give me soita water to drink. And you're not going to go and allow your Torah to go be made into fake news. Because it says in the Pasuk that if it turns out, then Israel Zara, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, either give it to me in a nice way, Imro Motiv, but if not, then I'm going to have to go and do this Kansa, my sin, and go up to Yerushalayim, and ultimately I'm going to be Zoicha. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor. We shouldn't have to go through this whole business. Etc. What does he mean to say? When it says v'niksa, that she was found that she was clean, in other words, she did not sin with that man behind closed doors. So what means v'niksa? So this is a machlekes. One pshat is v'niksa that if she did not have children until now, she will have children. That's obviously the way the Gemara is learning until now, that that's how she's going to quote unquote force the Kodesh Baruch to give her a child. But there's another pshat. V'niksa means that if until now she didn't have the most beautiful kids, now they're going to be shining, beautiful, radiant, handsome kids. Says Imar. If you're going to learn the first pshat, then until now, im hoisa kora, nifkedes, then that's wonderful. Then that makes a lot of sense. Roy tira, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give it to me is good. If not, I'm going to do this kanta parish of soita, and then I'm going to have children. However, if you're going to learn like the other man, the Omar, it's only, you don't get a guarantee of children if you are barren. You only have the guarantee of Kodesh Baruch Hu that the children are going to be much, much nicer looking and much better developed or whatever than she had until now. So again, let's go back to the Gemara. If until now, every time she gave birth, she had tremendous labor pains. You let us forever. Now it's going to be an easy later. Until now, she only had the kids. She only had girls. You let us come. Now she's going to have boys. Shchem. Until now, she had dark complexion kids. You let us levonim. Now the kids are going to be white complexion. Kitzarim. If they were short, like midgets, you let us aruchem. Now they're going to be nice and tall. So if that's the case, meichel meimar. So then, according to that noob shot, then how does it fit into Imro Oitira? She doesn't have. She didn't have kids until now. To be able to say that I had black, I want white, I had small, I wanted tall, etc. The sign I'm sorry? Black is beautiful, yeah, okay.
And short is good too.
Everything is wonderful. That's the first pshat. Im Cain, if that's the case, then Im Koisa Keres Nefkedes, then Yilchu Kola Koris Kula Viestatra. They're all going to do like what Chana was threatening, and they're all going to do the same thing. Vizushla Kilkula Nefkedes. And then you're going to go and say that this one that was not Mekalkal, but rather was just Mestatra for show, etc., Nefkedes, she's going to have a child. That's our Girsa. There's another Girsa on the side. Vizushla Kilkula Nefsedes. Meaning that a woman that does not want to go through this charade because she feels that it's improper, she's going to be the one that's going to lose out. All the other women that are doing this fake news stuff, that they're going to go to Yerushalayim, they're going to drink the Meimarim, and then they're going to have kids. And the other one that says, I can't even for 1 second go behind closed doors with another man, and my husband will be jealous. So she's going to be in the service. That's why Rabbi Kiva says, I do not learn like Rabbi Shmuel. El malamishim hoisi, let us betai, let us berevach, ketzorim, let us aruchem, shchayim, let us levanim, echad, let us shnayim. So according to that pshat, ma'im roi tira. So what's pshat roi tira? According to the first pshat, roi, im yisur mi kodesh baruch, you're going to listen to my tefillah, mutif. And if not, I'm going to be estater. But that's not going to help according to Rabbi Kiva. The word im roi tira has no specific halachic significance. She just spoke the way people speak, double lush. Yes, now the pasuk, yes, Rabbi Numan.
So, according to the first part, how we understand that a woman would embarrass herself to that extent because her kid is short and she wants a tall kid.
Yeah.
And the busha is like, how is that? She's willing to go through the busha just because her kid is
The kids are overly, I mean, the fact that somebody happens to be 5'6 instead of 5'8 or 5'10 is nishkefelech. What happens if she has midgets? She has midgets which are 3'2". That's not very pleasant. Mm-hmm. So she wants to have a girl. So the more about it.
What was the kasha of the Gemara? I didn't understand the Gemara's kasha.
The Gemara's kasha was that we explained in Ro'oi Sira to mean that Chana said to Rabbi Yishlom, I give you an ultimatum. In Ro'oi, if you're willing to listen to me in the current status, good. If not, I'm going to go and play the Soita game,
yeah.
And I'm going to go to Yishlom, I'm going to drink my Maran, and I'm going to force your hand, and I'm going to have children. So therefore, please, I shouldn't have to go through this whole charade. That's a very good pshat, according to Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the Nizra Zora doesn't mean that a lady that didn't have children will now have children, but rather a lady that had children that were not totally perfect in their structure, in their physical structure, from now on are going to be, wow, off the charts, they're going to be handsome and beautiful and great and tremendous. But it means a woman that was childbearing until now. Since Chana was not childbearing until now, she's not going to have the benefit of this bracha. Even if she goes through the charade and drinks the Maim Ha'arim, since she never had children until now, she didn't have the black ones, so she's not going to have the white one. She didn't have the midgets, so she's not going to have the giants. B'chulu b'chulu. So therefore, how are you going to say Imroi Tira? Dibra Torah Kalash
Emanayah. My mother was once saying that there's a kid, the family's not so tall. So my mother was saying to somebody, I came to the house and she said, you know, my kids aren't so tall. So this man says, you know, I was just in New York and I was at a penis and a man who was 5'2 came to the room and the whole room stood up.
Ah.
Some of emotion.
Ah, exactly right, exactly right. So we're not talking about in physical stature, we're talking about in spiritual stature. So maybe that's like a pshat nigmar also. Very good. Shkoyach. That was beautiful. I was at Naguda dinner, this goes back quite probably 40 years ago or whatever. So Rav Moshe Zatzal he spoke, and after he finished speaking, then there were Mechabed Senator Javits to go and speak. So Senator Javits lived on the Lower East Side together with Rav Moshe. Probably many of you never even heard of Senator Javits, but he was a senator of New York. Anyway, a nice guy.
Yeah.
Senator Javits, yeah. Anyway, so when Rav Moshe spoke, there was a microphone in front of him, and the microphone was not like microphones today that you could easily adjust up and down. It was just basically one size, and so that Rav Moshe should be able to get to the microphone, they had to put a milk crate on the floor, and Rav Moshe had to stand on the milk crate to be able to reach the microphone.
Like
sorry?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he's also short fellow. No, so not as I. He may be short in height, but he's pretty long on front. Anyway, and also on the... Yeah, forget about it. Let's get back to Gemara. So Gemara, what happened at that dinner? So afterwards they called up Senator Javits to speak. So the MC or the chairman of the dinner, after the Moshe got down and finished speaking, he pushed the milk crate away for the next speaker. So then Senator Javits came and he went and kicked the milk crate again towards the microphone. He went on top of it and he said, my dear friend Rabbi Feinstein, who I know from the local, my neighbor, we may not have the same spiritual stature, but both of us share in common that we have the same physical stature. So therefore that's why he also needed the milk crate to be able to get close to the microphone. So everybody of course had a nice chuckle. He recognized he was not on the same Madrega spiritually, but they were both short people, at least physically. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Zot Yimar. Ba'oni ha-mesecha, v'leisishka chesam-mesecha, v'lesat la-moscha, zera anoshim. So now, in this pasuk, we have three times the word Omma in 10 words. Again, if you look at Ois Hei, and Roi Sira, Ba'oni ha-mesecha, uzchatani v'leisishka chesam-mesecha, v'lesat la-moscha, zera anoshim, v'lesat three times. Om Rabbi Yitzhak, v'china gima amasis ho'e, halol loma. There are three mitzvahs that you gave to women, if they are mekayim those three mitzvahs, everything is great. If chas v'sholom, if they're not mekayim chas v'sholom, they'll be boydik vidke misa, they'll be boydik the woman at the time when she is frail. When is a woman frail? At the time of labor, when she is in childbirth. Or divke misa chas v'sholom, that the misa might cleave, might attach to her. So the word bidke and divke is the same letters, but bidke means it'll be boydik her, divke means it will attach to her. What are those three mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu checks out when the woman is in labor? The Elohein, Nida, V'chala, V'adlokas Haner, which are three mitzvahs which are special women's mitzvahs. She said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klum, V'arati alachas mehen, was I ever over in any of these three? I was meticulous in the performance of all three. And that's why the Velt says that in fact these three, Chala is Ches, Nida is Nun, Hadlokas Ner is Hey, that the Oisi is Chana. Chana was makban on these three mitzvahs, Chala, Nida, and Adlokas Ner. Anyway, those are the three Amasechim. What's the lush of Zera Noshim? Certainly shouldn't mean Zera Behemoth, will mean Zera Noshim. Omrav, Gavra Begovrin, a person that should stand out from the crowd, a star among stars. If you look at the second choices at the top, Gavra Begovrin, Pirish Odom Sheikhoshim Limonis Ben Anoshim, not just a plain Tom, Dick, and Harry. This should be a real shining star, a Gavra Begovrin. Ushmul Omar Zera Shemoshech Shnei Anoshim, that this, he will be Zoicha eventually to go and anoint two separate people for royalty, for Malchus. Oh man, who are those man? Inon, that Shaul the David. In fact, we know Shmuel was Moshech, the two of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzavim. So this doesn't mean that she was being mispalel for a child that's going to be Moshech Shnei Anoshim, but rather this was a nevuah that came out subconsciously when she said, I want Zera Anoshim. The Novi is telling us that this Zera will be Moshech to Anoshim, Shaul and David. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Zera Sheshoku Kishnei Anoshim. My son, who Meshem will be born, halavai, he should have the same stature and status like two great people, Man Inun, Moshe Baharan, Shenemar, Moshe Baharan B'chihana, Shmuel B'kari Shemoy. So we see that there's a parallel between Moshe Baharan and Shmuel. Rabban and Amri, Zera Anoshim, Zera Shemuvla Ben Anoshim, Fung Faked, she wanted Zera that would be easily Muvla, swallowed up by others, in other words, would not stand out from the crowd in any way. Such as Kiyos of Dimi Omar Le'Oruch, I don't want him to be as a basketball player, he should be 8 feet tall. Le'Gutz, I don't want him to be a midget. Le'Kot and Le'Imlik. Now the word cotton and goods would seem to be exactly the same. That means I don't want him to be small. So the Aleph of the Bach tells you that the word cotton means I don't want him to be a shrimp. I don't want him to be scrawny. Le'Ilah means I don't want him to be fat. I don't want him to be stout. V'loy tzachar, v'loy gichar. Let's say tzachar v'gichar. One of them means I don't want him to have a rosy complexion, I guess very, very red. And it shouldn't be gichar shulovan yoyse midai. It shouldn't be too white. What are those called? Appalachias or Alapachias or something like that? Albinos, but there's another term also. Oh, the Appalachia, that's what they're losing hair or something. So, nishka albino. So I want him to be normal. I don't want it to be too smart. I don't want it to be too stupid. Now, I can understand all the others. Everybody wants to be a chacham. So Rashi is bothered by this, and Rashi says, I don't want it to be chacham yoyisim idai. Rashi halfway down. Somebody says, wow, at the age of 5, he already knows gan shas bal peh. If he happens to be a super genius, I want it to be rather to be smart. But I don't want it to be yoitzim in a cloud that everybody talks about him, and then there's going to be chas v'sholom and einhard. And the pasuk continues on. Anil isha nitzavis im chobazeh. The Chan is telling Eli, I was the woman standing together with you. You now let her go and sit next to somebody else within Arba Amas. By the way, that means if you're just sitting there doing nothing. If you're all to davening, of course you're allowed to go and sit together with somebody else. Otherwise, every shul would have to be built a huge edifice because you couldn't sit together with somebody else in Arba Amas. So it means that the person is just doing nothing, he shouldn't sit together with the other person when the other person is davening. Anyway, where do we see this from Anil Isha and Itzavis Imcha Bazeh that there's an Isser to Leisha B'tech Arba Amashal Tfilin? So Rashi doesn't really help us that much. Hanitzavis Imcha, says Rashi, Mashma Afhu Ima Ba'amida. That this point, they were standing together. Apparently, they had finished davening, she had finished davening, and now you're standing together with me. But until now, you couldn't sit or stand together with me because you had to stay away from Arba Amas. But where does it say Arba Amas? Maybe it's 3 feet, maybe it's 2 inches. Where does it say that? So there's a beautiful pshat. As you know, when it comes to tefillin, the pasuk says "Kshatu ois al yodcha," and one of the times in the Torah it says yodcha not with an end of chof, it says with a chof hey, and the Gemara dashes because of that. Yad keya, that you're supposed to go and put on your left hand, assuming that you're writing the right hand, the lefty, etc. So you extra the extra hey. Here too, the word imcha should go ayin mem end of chof. Why does it have an hey at the end of the word imcha? Right, and you ishus and itself is imcha. To go and tell you. Now we are, hey, we are five amas away from each other. Therefore you can stand together, we're in the fifth amas. But when we were only four amas away, then you weren't able to go and stand and sit next to me when I was davening. So this sounds like a nice trap. Who says this pshat? Does this tesis is pshat? See, three tesis before the end. Imcha, imcha, it should be with a langa chof. Mash betoich arba amas, bishim dechsev imcha, mole behei, kaloima, shloi hayoishim betoich arba amas shaloh. While she was davening, he wouldn't sit together with her in the four amas. He's allowed to go and sit in the fifth amas, imcha de hay, but not less than hay, because otherwise that would be prohibited. Shame the top shot. So the more bite. Helenar is a hispalolti. Baruch Hashem, Shmuel was born, and she said to Eli, oh, this is the nar that I wanted. Now what does all this mean, that this is the nar that she wanted? Of course this is the nar that she wanted. What's the chiddush over here? So there's a pasuk right before that, where it says in the pasuk, we have it here in Ois Yud down below, the Yishchatu es hapar vayaviu es hanar el Eli, that they had to go and bring a par for Shechita, and then they brought the nar to Eli, and the Chorid is a disconnect. What does the Shechita sapar and the bringing the nar to Eli have to do with one another? That's in Shmuel Aleph Aleph Chof Hei, and then if you look at Ois Ches, that's Aleph Aleph Chof Vav, Vatoymer vi Adoni, Chai Navshach Adoni, I was mispalel for this child. On to pasuk tes here in tes. So what is the connection between these psukim that they were shechting apart? Eli said, "Call the nar." She said, "Oh, one second. This is the child that I was asking for. I wanted him. What's going on?" At a very young age, Shmuel is already Moir Halacha b'fnei Rabbi, meaning in front of Eli. Shenema, v'yishchetu asapar v'yiviu asanar el Eli. Phrase one mishum v'yishchet asapar v'yiviu asanar el Eli. What does one thing have to do with the other? El omlan Eli kiru koyin leisiv lishchet. It's time to bring a karbanis now. Call a koyin now to go and shech the carbon, to go and shech this part. So Shmuel saw that everybody was searching around. Are you a kohen? Are you a kohen? Are you a kohen? Are you a kohen? She's a kohen.
She's this kashrut in there.
Oh, malahus. What did Shmuel say to them? Lo malachul adurim basa kohen lemishchet. Shchita bizar ksheira. You can go and use this or for shchita.
That is a very long knife, though.
No.
I mean, because we're standing in the Ezra.
Yeah.
Oh, it depends if it happens to be.
Staying at the border of the Ezra Sisro.
Apparently that wasn't the problem. Apparently that wasn't the problem. But the problem was that they needed a coin to shech, because you don't need a coin. You have a zar. I saw the comment of Eli, the broad in front of Eli. Amalei, so Eli asked him, how do you know this? Amalei, miksiv, it doesn't say v'shachar ha-koin. It says, v'hikrivo ha-kahanam siv. And therefore I learned from that, v'kabbalah v'elech mitzaskuna, only from the hikrivo, meaning from the kabbalah sadam, and further you need a coin, but until then you don't. V'kam v'shchita sh'ksheir v'zar. Good gelet. Amalei, so now Eli got a little offended, and he said, mei b'shapik ha-amis. Good gizot. However, that's what he said. You can imagine Chana was beside herself. She started crying. Don't you remember I was mispal? You accused me of being a shikr, and I was standing, then I was davening because I wanted a child, and this is the child. So he said to her, Shivki li de anshe, you know what? I'm going to make a shtickle compromise over here. Allow me to go and punish him. Rachmi, and then afterwards I'm going to say to him, and we're going to get even a better one. Until now you had Shmuel Aleph, we're going to get Shmuel Beis. We'll even be better than this Shmuel. And therefore everything will be great. Malaysia said, Timanishkatitis. Elanar is this palalti. This is the one that I cried out my heart for all these years to have a child. Please don't take him away. Don't give me a better one. I'm very happy with this child. So that's Pshat Elanar is this palalti. Huh? Yes, Rabbi Noah.
So I understood that when she brought him up, he was out.
It's 3 years old.
3 years old. 3 years old.
Mm-hmm. He just winged him. He was a little boy.
So how is he paskening already? Yeah.
He's not paskening. He's citing the halacha.
So he's not supposed to be a chacham.
I guess in that part, the tefillahs were not listened to. He wasn't more of a chacham than she expected. Or at least they knew at least the basics. Of course,
he was a Levi.
Yeah, okay, so that's how we knew.
He started studying right away.
He was a child prodigy, even though she was Mespali, shouldn't be a Chacham. Otherwise, maybe he'd been even a greater Chacham. Okay, Bechani Medberes Al Liba. Bechani was, again, what does that mean? Rabbi Loz, Meshim, Rabbi Yosef, Zimra, Al Iske Liba. Iske Liba, what's Iske Liba? It's Omer Lechon, Rabbi Yishlem. The Liba over here, the Gemara, is understanding not to mean the heart, but rather the physical anatomy of the woman. And therefore she's saying to Rabbi Yishlem, Kol Masha Barasa, Be'isha, Le Barasa, De Barach, Le Barachal. Everything that you created all had a purpose. A Naim, Lerois. Oznaim, Lishmoya. Choytem, Lariach. Peh, Ledaber, Yodayim, Lasim, Amalocha, Raglayim, Lahalach, Behen. Dadin, why did the Kodesh Baruch create Dadin? Lohanik Behen, to go and nurse children. Dadim, Alolish, Nesat, Alibi, Lama, what are these for? Lohanik Behen, didn't you intend that I should go and nurse a child? Satanli Ben, Vanik Behen, that was her tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Please, you gave me Dadin, let them work, let them function. Emra blows Mishim Rabbi Yosef and Zimra. Kol Yosef Matanis b'Shabbes Koyin Loi Gzardino Shel Shivim Shana. A person who goes and sits Matanis on Shabbos. Now, why would a person sit in Matanis on Shabbos? Normally, this would be prohibited because it's a mitzvah of Oynik Shabbos. However, what happens if a person had a terrible cholam, a terrible dream on Friday night? He wakes up Shabbos morning. He's beside himself. The dream says terrible, terrible things. Then a person is allowed to be misana that day. How do I know this is talking about a Tanis cholam? That the last toys is here. Pirshu ben Chananel, but Tanis cholam. The Tanis cholam, you're allowed to go and be misana even on Shabbos. And the Meforshim explained the reason for that is because this person is so beside himself that unless he's going to be misana, he's chas v'shalom. He's worried that any moment this dream might come true, this nightmare might come true. So this is his Oynik Shabbos by hopefully having a tikkun. And in fact, the Gemara says he has a tikkun. As a result of that, Yeshiva B'tana B'Shabbos, Koyin Loi, Zardin Shoshim B'Shana, even a bad Zardin Chulila, that decree is ripped up and is wiped out. The Ava became, but nevertheless, since the person fasted on Shabbos, he has to have a shtikl tikkun for that chet, because fart he wasn't mekayim the oynik Shabbos of eating chulent and kegel, etc. And there's a choyt refrain, Yimenodin, oynik Shabbos, and my takante, what's his takana on this smaller chet of being fasting on Shabbos? Omer of Nachma Yitzchak, legs of Tanisa, Litanisa, he has to go and fast yet another Tanis for this Tanis to be mechaper than the fact that he went and he was misana on Shabbos. Let's go back to the Chana for another moment. Heticha is a lotion of speaking very aggressively against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chana spoke a little bit too aggressively. She never said the possible tespal al Hashem. It doesn't seem that tespal el Hashem, tespal al Hashem. The Gemara doesn't tell us what those are specifically, but the Mefarshim say those are the two examples that the Gemara gave before. That number one, she said to the Baruch Shalom, if you're going to give me a child, it's fine, otherwise I'm going to go through the charade of being a Saita. So that's speaking with a certain degree of brazenness, good. And the second thing is about the datum that she just said now is also quite brazen to go say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, you gave these to me, they should have a purpose, etc. So that's itich dvarim klapi malah. V'yemba bluza el yo itich dvarim klapi malah. Shenema. V'ata siboy ses libam chayranes. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know why Klal Yisrael is sinning? Because you were the cause, you turned their hearts backwards. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the one. Not only wasn't he insulted, but rather he agreed with Eliyahu. So Rashi says at the end of the first line, the fact that people sin, because I created the Yetzirah. Have a wonderful day, everybody says, I can bench us.